Agenda setting conversations of the day.
Well, there's been news this week that there's been a big international research team that went into the southern Weddell Sea. You don't know where that is? It's in Antarctica. It's at the South Pole. And what they found was that they found the world's largest fish breeding colony. One of the people on the ship, part of the research team, is from the Department of Zoology and Entomology at the University of Pretoria. It's Dr. Mia Vecher. Dr. Vecher, good morning, and thanks very much indeed for your time, and welcome home.
Good morning, Stephen, and thank you for having me on your show this morning.
Firstly, how difficult was it to actually find what is called a fish nest? What exactly is a fish nest, first of all?
So a fish nest is a little circle of rocks. It's like a small little bowl of rocks made as a depression in the sand. It's about 15 centimeters deep, and it's about 75 centimeters in diameter. And then the fish lay the eggs in this bowl of rocks and guard it for the duration of the breeding period.
Do we know why and how they select a place to actually do this? I mean, there'll be a reason why it's in this particular place.
Yeah, so the discovery was a complete surprise to us and the other scientists on board. But we do think that particular region has a slightly warmer water temperature. And when I say slight, Stephen, it's still Antarctica. I'm talking about water temperatures around -1 to 0 degrees Celsius, but it's slightly warmer than the surrounding waters. And we think that might be one of the contributing factors that allow them to breed in that area.
So, I mean, the temperature matters, right? The temperature and not being disturbed by any natural predators, I presume.
Well, so that's the interesting thing, though, is that we also took some new and previously collected satellite tracking data from Weddell seals, and we found that the Weddell seals actually spend 90% of their time foraging exactly over those fish nests. So the fish might be sitting ducks in that area while they're breeding, because they have to stay there to guard those fish eggs.
What kind of fish are we talking about? I mean, there seems to be particularly ice fish. What kind of fish is an ice fish? And don't say a very cold one.
No, don't worry. An ice fish is... Oh, no, now you've caught me in a trap, and now I want to say a cold one. it's a type of fish, we call them Jonas ice fish, where they have evolved specific traits and characters that allow them to breed and to live in these specific cold waters. So, for example, the one thing is they've lost their hemoglobin, the element in our blood that gives it the red color. So their blood is blue. They have also lost their scales. So that also allows them to absorb more oxygen through their skin. And they're about 75 centimeters in length, more or less.
So they're in this particular area. You suggest that they actually do have natural predators there. How on earth do you find them? You don't want to go diving half a kilometer underwater in water that is that cold.
No. So this discovery was made completely by chance, where the team from the Alfred Wegener Institute that I work with in Germany, they have this super advanced technology camera system called the Ocean Floor Observation System. It's basically a massive camera weighing about 2 tons that they tow behind the ship. So it floats in the water, and this camera then records images at the bottom and video images, and at the back it also measures like sonar imagery that happens to the back of the camera. So they were doing routine dives and searching for benthic life, basically, because we know so little of this area on the ocean floor. And lo and behold, the guys discovered this ice fish colony. Sometimes some of the best scientific discoveries are made completely by chance, and this was one of those.
It's interesting that whenever you look at images of the North Pole, someone's going to put a picture of a polar bear in there, right? And we know that there's fish. When you think of images of the South Pole, you just think of this vacant land with lots of snow. That's all you think of. And yet, from what you're saying, there's plenty of life in Antarctica.
Yes, so for me as an Antarctic scientist, we know that there's plenty of life, but this particular discovery makes it so more interesting because this is such a high density of biomass. I mean, 60 million fish nests that were discovered. The previous biggest known fish nest colony anywhere on the planet was 60, so jumping from 60 to 60 million. That biomass in the ocean tells us that it contributes massively to the entire ecosystem nutrients that draws predators, it draws other benthic animals, and it plays a massive part in the whole functioning of that entire ecosystem.
What this means also is that it's very important to preserve it as it is. I mean, some people want to mine there, some people want to do this, people are worried about global warming, etc. If we affect that or infect it, then there's going to be real trouble.
Yeah, that's true. So this discovery is helping us or will contribute massively to the establishment of a marine protected area in the region that has been on the books for several years now, but oftentimes the countries that block the establishment of these marine protected areas, because remember, Antarctica doesn't belong to any one country. It's multiple nations that have to agree and vote on a marine protected area. And in this case now, we can say, well, what about this? Add this to the list of things that or reasons why we need to preserve this area.
Dr. Mia Vecha, thanks very much indeed. Really appreciate it. A lecturer in the Department of Zoology and Entomology at the University of Pretoria. Imagine being part of that groundbreaking research. Really amazing. You're with SAFM 27 after 8.